thinking, even though Samson ought to have known better, his parents knew the scriptures. And they knew what God had told Moses, that don't give your daughters up to the nations and don't give your sons up to the nations. Because why? There was one reason. They will draw their heart away. And we know that God who knows the beginning from the end, he knew that if Samson continued on, that his heart was going to be drawn away. And we see that very clearly brought up by the end of the few chapters that we're going to be taking up these few days. God knows everything. And we wonder, you know, here his parents have pleaded with him. And, you know, we only have it in one verse, but I want to believe that they continued on, but it got to the point where he said, this is the way it's going to be, and he just went forward, moving in his own will, and his parents allowed it, they allowed it. Maybe we can say they shouldn't have, but ultimately God intervened, and how marvelous that was, that even when the parents allowed it to happen because of the son's willingness to completely disregard what his parents and ultimately what the Lord had said, because they were acting on behalf of the Lord. They were communicating to their son exactly what the Lord had told them, that when you come into the land, don't give your sons up to marriage from the nation. Don't give your daughters up, because their hearts will be drawn away and they will serve other gods. And that's ultimately what happened. Samson's heart was drawn away. God knows the beginning from the end. And we wonder how things would have been different if he had listened to his parents.
I think it's also, I want to hear more from you than people. I think it's also worth noting that eventually his father did go down and talk to the woman. The parents are not, and it's very important not to place all your trust in them or any person on this earth, because you will be disappointed. And it's good to love your parents maybe you might have to help your parents eventually, you never know. So it's just important not to completely place all your trust there, because you will be disappointed.
I think also that you know, like David said, that the parents allowed it. And I think that sometimes there's that line where it's not a matter of my parents allowing it. It's a matter of that I'm just so persistent that totally forget what my parents say. So it's like, you know, sometimes like you get to the point where a child, or probably all of us have seen that, it's just that a child has just gone so wayward that the parents... It's not that necessarily that they throw their hands up in the air. It's just that they have no more control of the situation. Like, we all go to school. We all go to, you know, wherever, especially those that might be in college or whatever, that you're away, or some of us might be away from our parents. You know, I live 5 hours from my parents. So therefore, what I do 5 hours away, my parents can't monitor me.
Hang on just a minute. You boys have something that you want to share with us?
No.
I think what Richard's saying is pretty important. And I think you all could probably get more from what Richard's saying than from what you're saying one to another in laughing. So Richard, why don't you start over again, and they'll be able to join with us.
Rewind. But basically, it's just the thought that all of us here, like you, we mentioned the fact that sometimes we say that it's our parents' fault. But at some point, we have to take responsibility for ourselves and the actions that we make. We say, well, mom and dad, why did you stop me? My parents can't stop my actions 5 hours away, whether I like it or not. I can sit there and I can think back, well, and think of all the teachings that my parents, or what the Lord has done. But, you know, we don't have our parents there all the time to say, well, go and pray. Did you have your devotions yet? Did you do this? Did you do that? Are you going to meeting? Did you stay for the whole meeting? Things like that. That we don't have our parents there the whole time. Like, you know, so it's like we get to the point that we have to take up our responsibility. Samson is obviously not a little child. It's he grew in chapter 13. It says he grew up. So therefore, it's not, oh, mommy and daddy anymore. It's more Richard. Take responsibility for your actions. Whatever you do, whatever we say, wherever we go, whatever might be, it's like we have to sort of grow up and say, well, we're not living under mommy and daddy anymore. It's now, what is my responsibility to God? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only person, in essence, that we have to answer to. We can, you know, our parents, we can say, well, why did you do that? Did you smoke this? Who were you with? Which girl were you with? Which guy were you with? But our parents are not seeing all of that. You know, our parents, just like Samson's parents, didn't see anything. And how many of our parents, if we did X, Y, Z, if we smoked this or was with this, we're not going to be, well, mom, dad, you know, well, when I was at school, I was smoking weed. let's get serious. We go back home, everything's peachy and fine. Because whenever we go back home, our parents aren't saying, well, you know, because of the fact that they've taught us and they expect us to be in accordance with the will of God. But at the same time, we have 101 different Philistines that are in our lives to stop us, especially, you know, in a college scene, and as you grow older. Like, I go to school and I work. So when I go to work, I just hear total nonsense, because now you're with older people that are just, well, like my manager. There's not a sentence that she speaks that does not have a curse word in it. There's not one sentence. Like, I've never heard that she'll just say, how are you today? How are you today? You know? So it's like, you sit there and you're like, wow. Why can't you just say, how are you today? It's all, how are you? You know? So it's like, we sort of get defiled by that as well, because you sit there and you're like, well, everybody's doing it. So then when you're not doing it, they look at you like, come on, lighten up, man. You know, and they sit there like, Richard, why don't you curse? And then, like, you know, I sit there and I'm like, well, you know, it's not good to curse. You know, because you don't want to get too controversial and say, well, God says not to do that.
No, you know what I'm saying? I'm an Nazarite.
You know, but then, you know, like me, I'm pretty argumentative sometimes. So I'm like, well, you know, cursing is people that have lack of intelligence and they can't think of any other word to say. Stop. You know, but that's why I say it's a matter of us taking our responsibility, because we don't always have our parents there. We're at the point that each of us are sort of branching off from our parents. We can take everything that they have taught us, but it's a matter of us taking responsibility for our own actions and saying, well, Lord, now sort of take it from here, because now we have to look to the Lord. We can't always just call on mommy and daddy, because just like you said, we can't always put our trust, because our parents have their own faults. Our parents have their own Philistines that might be coming in. It could be that they have problems within their own marriage that we might not be physically seeing. That everything looks great. Mommy loves daddy, daddy loves mommy, etc. But at the same time, it might be, you know, whatever goes on at their job, whatever goes on. And then they have the pressures of life that we probably not even close to experiencing yet. So we just have to take all of this into consideration.
I like that. I want to hear more. Sorry.